today. So call 888-665-0696 today. That's 888-665-0696. And manage your diabetes as easy as...
Hey, is this 0600? What's the O stand for? Oh, my God, it's early. Speaking of early...
Good morning! Oh, and in case I don't see you, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
They're all completely gassed! They've given it everything on the global bucket! Here comes Diggins! Here comes Diggins!
Diggins making the play around Sweden!
Yes!
Jesse Diggins,
yes!
To the line!
Yes!
And it is,
yes!
Jesse Diggins!
Goal!
Delivering a landmark moment that will be etched in U.S. Olympic history!
Hey, so how did it go today?
Pretty good.
Just when I thought I was out, pull me back in.
It's time for the Mickey Plyler Show here on The Roar.
Tar Heels blow a 19-point lead, fall in overtime. Georgia gets ripped as sixth lower seeds win in the first round, the first day. Clemson and Iowa tonight. Lady Tigers tomorrow in Columbia against Southern Cal. And the Tigers head on the diamond to South Bend, Indiana. A busy Friday show, so let's go. Morning, sports fans. Glad to have you with us for the Friday edition of the Mickey Plyler Show. Friday, March 20th, 2026. Hope all is well. Looking forward to a great show today. Josh Williams, 725, is going to break down NCAA tournament, reviewing day one, previewing day two. We'll get our ReedyLandCo.com's hunting and fishing report and get that 745 Roy Philpott third hour. Can't wait. Busy show. Should be a great one. Reviewing NCAA tournament, previewing NCAA tournament, previewing the women's tournament, PGA Tour golf, NASCAR, and college baseball. It's going to be a great one. Getting ready for the weekend. Can't wait. The producer this Friday, the KZ veteran, Mr. Mike Vaughn, the voice of, I don't say the voice of God, the voice from above on the PA stuff. Good morning, Mike. How you doing?
Mickey, in the words of our great friend Scott Reimer, happy solid orange Friday.
How about that, man?
We've both got our Clemson gear on this morning.
That's right. That's right.
And it's time to get down to some basketball. I'm feeling great. It's going to be a beautiful weekend. I'm so excited. Yesterday afternoon was just
gorgeous.
Oh, it was amazing. I was outside. I visited some friends in Pickens.
Nice.
Yesterday, and walking down Main Street, and man, it was a beautiful afternoon.
76 today, 85 tomorrow, 87 on Sunday. We've got next Saturday, they say 58. That ain't great. But that's spring game Saturday, right?
That's right.
Anyway, but 60s and 70s every other day and 3 days in the 80s. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, 80s. So it's here, man. Spring is here. First day of spring tomorrow, I think I'm right by saying that. So beautiful, beautiful weather. Can't wait. Good weather for Notre Dame, for South Bend, pretty good weather. Windy up there. But Tiger baseball up against Notre Dame. And a little surprising, Mike, Kanaka on Friday night.
Uh-huh.
And Charmin on Saturday and Titsworth there. Well, I'll give you our broadcast schedules and what it looks like for men's basketball, women's basketball, and baseball, and what all that looks like and sounds like. What all of our shows sound like today. So all of our local broadcasts for the weekend, we'll tell you about all that as well. Segment two today, what are we going to do?
Mickey, fundamentals. We saw it last night. I'm not going to reveal the hint here, but we saw it last night. Fundamentals of your sport, how many rules that should be known are missed when it comes down to the wire and you've got to make the shot or you've got to make the tackle or you got to make the play, and you just don't know the fundamental rules. Let's talk about it in segment
rules.
Two.
Let's do it. I can't wait. Looking forward to that. There's a lot of rules we don't know. Even though we're all sports fans and all sports fanatics, some rules we don't know. So, and even players and coaches don't know sometimes. We'll talk about that. It was some monumental upsets yesterday. High Point, the 12 seed, taking down the 5 seed Wisconsin. Crazy when Wisconsin was playing extremely high level, but High Point takes them down. We had the epic collapse of the Tar Heels, blowing a 19-point lead and losing to Virginia Commonwealth, the 11th seed, in overtime in Greenville, 82-78. Texas, 11th seed, beats BYU, the 6th. Texas A&M, the 10, beat St. Mary's, the 7. The both 9 seeds beat both 8 seeds. TCU down to Ohio State in a thriller in Greenville. And then last night, dogs, man. Dogs. They got crushed by St. Louis, 102-77. That wasn't good at all. With that said, it could have been historic yesterday because Duke was in an absolute rock fight against Siena and had to come storming back in the last 5 minutes of the game to win that one. They beat the 16 seed 71-65 and get even closer than that. There were, within the last 2 minutes, Siena had a great chance to win that one. Now, in the second half, Michigan pulled away from Howard, but that game at halftime was a war. So we could have had, for the first time in history, two number ones go down. Howard wasn't going to beat them, but Siena had a great chance to beat Duke last night. So it could have been one of those. We did have our blowouts we talked about. So last night, ones go 2-0. The twos go 1-0. That being Houston. The three seeds went 3-0. Four seeds went 2-0. The fives went 1-0. Fives went 1-1. The sixes went 1-1. The nine seed, we had 2 9 seeds win, a 10 seed, 2 11 seeds win, and a 12 seed. Lower seeds, we had 6 lower seeds win yesterday.
Mickey, there was a piece of history yesterday. I don't know if you caught it.
What was that?
Nebraska.
First win ever.
First ever. How could that be? I didn't realize that until yesterday.
The last of the Power Four conference teams to win a NCAA tournament game.
In a great call, there were two great broadcast calls that you got to go back and see if you haven't seen them. The veteran broadcaster for Nebraska just celebrating that win. Then the student broadcasters from High Point.
I saw that.
That was amazing.
I saw that. That was fantastic. Now we didn't have our typical games. In other words, Houston just destroyed Idaho, 78-47. Michigan State never close with North Dakota State, 92-67. The nightcap in Greenville, 105-70. Illinois just runs rampage over they crushed Penn 105-70. Gonzaga and Kennesaw close in the second half, 73-64. The Nebraska game was never close, 76-47 win over 13th seed Troy. Arkansas game was over basically at halftime, 97-78. Arkansas won that one. Vanderbilt McNeese was close in the second half, but a 10-point Vanderbilt win. Louisville should have lost, I felt like, but they held on for a 4-point win against South Florida. The Texas beating BYU. We're talking about the upsets. I wanted to pick that one so bad. I'll be honest with you. I made a grave mistake in my brackets. I let Sam talk me into Georgia. I had St. Louis. I switched it on air yesterday. Sam talked me into St.
Mickey,
Louis.
I thought you knew better than going with youth and inexperience on that.
Sam. You crushed me all that. Do you have your brackets up? Let me check and see what I did. I don't even know what I did last night.
Yeah, I got mine up. It's a lot of red lines and cross teams that have crossed out. Thankfully, most of my losses were only first-round wins anyway. The only team that I had going a little bit deeper was North Carolina, but all of my first-round losses were going to be done in the second round anyway.
Let me see here. I lost a South Florida game. I had that originally. I switched that one a day before. Wisconsin, everybody lost Wisconsin game. Nobody had High Point. BYU, that hurt me because I had them in the Sweet 16. And Georgia, and I should have had that one right. So 12-4. How many did you lose, Mike?
Let's see here.
1, 2, 3, 4. Yeah, 12-4. That ain't bad. What am I on here? Leaderboard.
One, two, three, four, 6. I lost 6 out of the first round so far. Yeah, that's bad.
I am 183. Oh, I don't know how many we have here. We have no perfect brackets, but we had 7 guys go 15-1. So congratulations to those 7 guys doing that. So all games today, and hopefully we'll do even better than that today. Speaking of which, Clemson basketball tonight, 6:50, Clemson and Iowa from Tampa, and one of 16 games. It all gets started at 12:15 today in St. Louis. The tournament is in St. Louis, Tampa, San Diego, and Philadelphia today. So 4 games at each for the site, 16 games a day. We'll tell you about some of those, the close games, tell you about ticket prices. We'll do all of that. I want to hear, Mike, from those that went to the either session or both sessions yesterday. How was it? How was downtown Greenville if you were down there?
Did they feel secure?
Oh, very good. I see what you did there. I see what you did
in the
did
Bond
there.
Secure Arena?
Yeah.
You mean the Bilo Center. I had a friend the other day. He's like, yeah, are you headed down to the Bilo Center? And I said, where?
Yeah.
Of course I know what the Bilo Center was, but he's like, man, I can't get used to calling it the Bon Secours.
Well, that's just sports nowadays. I don't know. You know, they change, and sponsorship changes all the time. We're a great example of it right here in Greenville. But I want to know, did you go? I had some family members that went last night to the night ones. Now, I'll tell you what's funny. Originally, the guy that sent them the tickets, guy had tickets for both sessions. And I love saying it because of Club Pro guy. But they sent the wrong tickets. So my cousin and her husband, they're supposed to go to the night session, and the other guys that in their group were supposed to go to the day session. Well, he switched the tickets, and the guy's like, he's at the gate, and he's got the wrong tickets, so he had to transfer those in a hurry.
Oh man,
it ended up going good there. But I want to know, did you go downtown for dinner, for lunch, between the games? You go to both? You go to one? How was it? How was parking? How was security? How were tickets? How were concession sales? What was the atmosphere like in it? Always sold out. How many Duke fans are there? How many North Carolina fans are there? I was not in the building. Watched both games. Not in the building. So, or both sessions. So let me know. Let me know how
it went. You couldn't ask for much better ball games last night.
No, really. If you think about it, you had 3 of the 4 games were good.
Yeah.
And including the one you didn't think was going to be good at all, Duke and Siena, was a great basketball game. So good stuff for there. Furman, speaking of Greenville, 10 o'clock tonight. You Paladins. I asked Georgia Greg, your Georgia fans going to stay up last night. He probably wished he wouldn't have stayed up. He probably didn't stay up for the second half. But Furman fans, are you Paladins staying up late tonight for maybe history? 10 o'clock TBS, Furman and UConn. We have we'll go over all the games today, but there's some highly contested games, anticipating to be highly contested games, and some blowouts in there. Miami's a 1.5-point favorite as a 7 over Missouri. Madam Chair, President. UCLA is a 5.5-point favorite over Central Florida. St. John's 9.5-point favorite over Iowa. Clemson over Northern Iowa. Clemson, a 2.5-point dog to Iowa. Utah State's a 1.5-point favorite against Villanova. Those are the single. Oh, and Kentucky. Kentucky is a 2.5-point favorite over Santa Clara. 6 single-digit games. 7. Texas Tech's only 7.5-point favorite over Akron. 7 single-digit games. Now, we've got the 30.5-point spread. Arizona's going to take down Long Island. I got 18.5 Virginia over Wright State. 24.5 Iowa over Tennessee State. Alabama's favored by 11.5 over Hofstra. Tennessee 11.5 over Miami of Ohio. Miami of Ohio will cover that. You have Purdue 25.5 over Queens. Florida's 35.5 over Prairie View A&M. So bigger spreads today, but I think the closer games are going to be closer too. So a wide variety of games today. UConn's a 20-point favorite. So let me make sure I'm right with this. 1, 2, 3. Let's see here. 4, 5, 6. 6 of our games are 18.5 points or more spreads of our 16. And what would say, 7 of them are single digits. So just as many blowouts we feel like going in as we'll see close games. We'll talk about that. Should be a good one. Going to talk some Clemson baseball. Talk some Clemson women's basketball. They head down to Columbia to face USC. Not that USC, the other USC. As Clemson fans say, the real USC tomorrow. And we'll give you little times of that and look forward to it. Should be great, man. Going to be a great show. It's a weekend, Mike. I mean, when your city, your major city in the upstate, when they host an NCAA tournament game on Thursday, the weekend was basically Wednesday.
That's right.
So it's a weekend. Let's get you ready. Great weather, a lot of great sporting events. Let's have a great show. Hey, my awesome friends at Patterson Tax Service, PATTAX.com, PATTAX.com, 864-859-8289. I'm at baseball practice last night. Guy comes up to me and says, I'm going. You talked me into it. Never been. Patterson Tax Service. So he'll get his taxes done. I don't know if it was individual corporate tax. I don't know what it was, what the situation is. Just in passing, the guy says, I'm going. I went, where are you going? He goes, I'm going. Where are you going? He said, I'm going to Patterson Tax Service. First time. All right, great, great. It's going to go great for you. If you've never been before, check the Patterson Tax Service out. This is – no one files more taxes in the state of South Carolina, by the way. You hadn't got yours done, have you, Mike?
I'm close, man. Close. Good. This weekend.
Good. Get them done. Patterson Tax Service will take all that stress, all that pressure. Taxes used to be really stressful. Matter of fact, I would say taxes are one of the top 10 biggest stressors on people's lives. My taxes are so easy. I'm a pack rat. I collect everything, right? I take over every bank statement, every receipt. I mean, everything. I got three different accounts. Everything I get from investment accounts, all the mortgage accounts, I just put it all in this box. And I just take it over to Russell, and Russell just takes care of it for me. We love that. And then a day later, it calls me up, and everything's done. And so there's no stress for it. And I know I've got the best representation. God knows the tax code backwards and forwards. 864-859-8289. We'll come back. Mike Vaughn's talking rules, fundamental rules that we might not know. When you come back after this.
You can count on Ace Plumbing, Electric, Heating, and Air for HVAC repairs, installations, replacements, and maintenance. Their certified technicians deliver fast, honest diagnostics with the latest tools to solve the real problem, not just some quick patch job. They will give you upfront pricing and a one-year labor guarantee. If that's not enough, they offer flexible financing, first-time customer specials, and discounts for veterans and seniors. Proudly serving the upstate in the bold white and blue trucks, visit acehomeco.com today. Hey, it's Walt here. Wings, Weck, and wall-to-wall sports. That's Moretti's Pizzeria and Bar in Malden. Buffalo, New York flavor right here in the upstate. Crispy wings, stone oven pizza, and the famous beef on Weck. Juicy roast beef on a salty caraway bun with au juice. Big screens, cold beer, Friday fish fry, family-friendly, and just off 385. Moretti's, your new hangout where everyone's a regular.
Spring is around the corner, and that can only mean two important things. Clemson baseball and the busy spring real estate market. Fresh blooms, warmer days, and renewed energy make spring an exciting time here in the upstate. The spring real estate market runs from now through the end of May, where sellers are preparing their homes to shine and buyers are eager to make a move. Clemson soccer alum Morgan Coleman is ready to assist you with all of your buying or selling needs and is always happy to talk some Clemson athletics as well. Search Morgan Coleman Real Estate online to get started today.
Ryan Beasley Law has expanded to serve our clients in more locations. If you face pre-arrest investigations, state or federal charges, civil litigation, or collegiate student conduct matters, we can represent you in courts across our state, including magistrate, city, state, and federal courts. Our proactive approach is relationship-driven, client-centered, and focused on achieving the best possible resolution. We're in Greenville and downtown Spartanburg. Call 864-679-7777 or find us online at ryanbeasleylaw.com.
Hey, hon, what's a Vermeer?
Really? Come on, everybody knows that. Vermeer builds vacuum excavation equipment that's changing how underground utility construction is done from right here in Greenville. Soft dig trenchless innovation that can expose underground utility lines without harming them, leaving a softer environmental impact than harsher, more traditional digging methods.
Whoa, you're smart.
Yep, everybody knows that too.
Visit Vermeer.com/dig to see what everyone's talking about.
Get ready to discover incredible savings with Fort Hill Natural Gas. Say goodbye to seasonal worries and embrace year-round savings by adding gas appliances with cash rebates to your home. But that's not all. Call the office now and find out how you may qualify for residential volume user rate, adding even more value to your energy savings. Ready to start saving big? Visit FHNGA.com and explore the rebate page for more details.
When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider.
From the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles, Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
If you run a business, you need video. Marketing video for your website, social media, employee training. You need Double Dog Video Productions. More than 30 years experience with clients from the largest manufacturers in the upstate to small family-owned businesses. Our mission is simple: the highest quality video production without the high prices. Check out our website, then give us a call, DoubleDogVideo.com. Let us tell your story.
There's people that go their whole education without having an African-American teacher. So when I received my lottery-funded life scholarship, I knew I wanted to choose a school that had the Call Me Mr. program. Their mission is to recruit and retain teachers to be those role models for students in underserved areas. And that's what I want to do for my students.
More role models means a better South Carolina. And a better South Carolina means a better you. Visit sceducationlottery.com/betteryou.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
We don't whisper opinions. We deliver them at full volume.
They do not know how to whisper.
105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. My great friends at Engineered Sleep, engineeredsleep.com. I'll just tell you this, man. I hope to get enough sleep this weekend. We had a rough week with everybody sick and all that, so I want to catch up on some sleep. I can't talk. My wife never gets to sleep. Can't talk through too much of it. But Michael Vaughn, you know, Engineered Sleep and all these measuring devices now. Last night, I got 81% sleep performance. I got 83% of the hours needed. My sleep consistency was great, though, 85%. Sleep efficiency was 92%. Engineer sleep, man. So only I was asleep for 7 hours and 45 minutes. I was only awake for 38 minutes throughout the night. And I got my REM sleep last night, Mike.
That's nice.
I got 2 hours and 12 minutes of REM sleep last night, but not enough SWS deep sleep last night.
Mm.
Let me tell you about a dream I had here in a second. So anyway, my sleep depth, I'm actually for the week now, buddy, I'm 31 minutes over. So that's good. Engineered Sleep is the best mattress in the world.
They're awesome.
And it's right here in Greenville. They've got two brand new duos. They've got this firm pillow top, this low motion, a popular one, the eco friendly one. They've got all kinds of duos. Now this duos one's going to save you money long term and short term. You don't have to go spend $5,000, $8,000, $6,000. You don't have to go spend that on mattresses. We're lucky to have them here. Local free delivery. 15% off. I think it's 15% off. A discount for maybe 10% off. WCCP listeners, ask about that. Engineersleep.com. Can I quickly tell you about a dream I had?
Yeah, but first, when you're talking about all your sleep measurements, do you like go to bed with electrodes all over you or something? How do you measure all that?
Whoop, there it is.
You sleep in that thing?
This thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like a watch.
I know, but I can't sleep in a watch, man.
I don't even know what's on.
I got you.
All right, quickly. And I had to stream after my alarm went off this morning. This is during the snooze alarm. I go to a little grocery store, and it's like a little tiny grocery store. And I walk in there, and I get grapes for my daughter that loves them. And I don't drink beer, Mike. I hadn't bought beer in a grocery store in 15 years. But I get a 6-pack of Budweiser, and it was $50.14.
You and grapes. Harry Carey, right?
I'm a Cubs fan and a Bud man. Mike, $50.14, and I'm upset by it. And I start raising cane. A girl finally gives me $5 back, so wouldn't make it $45. I was like, what? And some buddies of mine walk in and went, don't buy grapes at Budweiser here. It's $50.14. Now, what does that mean? Somebody interpret that one for me. Anyway, segment two of Mr. Mike Vaughn.
Mickey, great to be back with you on a Friday morning. It'll be the highlight of this week, being here with you this morning. Oh, I sure appreciate this and getting to sit in this chair and fill in from time to time.
The chair.
Getting pulled out of the bullpen. Yeah. Hey, Mickey, we saw something last night. You did not get to see overtime for North Carolina VCU. But the Tar Heels make it to overtime, and then a slight collapse. And something happened that I don't know if folks caught, but Vassar, this massive human that they've been depending on all season long, makes a critical error. He misses the first free throw. He takes the ball into the paint, you know, just gets completely hacked. And I don't blame VCU. Don't let him shoot. They hack him. He misses the shot. He goes and he misses the front end of the two-shot foul. And so what do you do? They're down by two. There's just a few seconds left. And what do you do? You have to miss the second free throw. Now, we saw this in the Clemson game when Nick Davidson had to miss the second free throw. And he left it short. It hits off the front of the rim. It was a perfect miss of a free throw, right?
Right. Because you want him to have to no time to throw it in from half court to get from 94 feet to get a half court shot off.
That's right. And also North Carolina has no timeout. So there's no way that the coaches can remind these players, okay, here are the rules, here are the fundamentals, here are the things that you have to do. And one of those things you have to do when you miss a free throw is you have to hit the rim. Well, Vassar just slings it off the backboard. The refs immediately blow it dead and give the ball to VCU. It's a fundamental rule of basketball, and it made me start thinking last night, what are some other simple fundamental rules that we miss often in sports? What comes to mind for you, Mickey?
Rules that we often miss in sports.
Or maybe that it's just
– I got one. The catcher in baseball, when a ball's – gets away from him, he can't take his mask off and rake it towards him.
That's exactly right. If a player catches a ball in a mask or a hat, there's a penalty for that.
Okay. Right.
It's called the hat catch penalty.
I got one, Mike.
But what did you know? Well, I think we talked about this before. Three bases are awarded.
I didn't know that.
If you catch a ball in a mask.
Catch it in a mask or a hat is a triple.
That's crazy.
You're on third. How about the football? Every Thursday in high school football, you practice this play. Other teams punting in the final minute or last couple of seconds of the first half or end of the game. From deep in their own territory.
Fair catch.
You fair catch it to get the free kick.
Yes.
And it's like a kickoff. You can't get through the extra point. You get 3 points.
So, like, if you're within 60 yards, do you try that? How?
Depending on your kicker.
Yeah.
I mean, we had Colin Mackey who kicked South Carolina. We could do a 50-yarder in high school. But, you know, the guy Shanks won, whatever. He got on 20-yard line and 1 second on the clock. Then you line up, and they don't rush it. You line up like kicking off of a kickoff tee, and you can make it through the uprights for 3 points. Never think about that.
If you shatter the basketball backboard in basketball, what's the penalty?
I think this dead ball. Does the basket count?
It's I don't know. I guess if it goes in, but we don't see that much anymore. We used to see that for a while. Shaq would always shatter a backboard, but it results in a technical foul.
A technical foul. Okay.
Yeah, that's right. The penalty there.
Didn't know that.
I got a should whole, be a technical. Whole long list here. I should have highlighted these. I didn't know this one. It's against NCAA rules to dunk the basketball before the game begins, in pregame.
It used to be.
Oh, that's been changed?
Yeah, that's been changed. You can dunk now.
Okay.
Yeah, because there would be referees looking out, and you'd, sometimes you somebody would do it back then. You'd start the game with free throws rather than jump ball. You do it in the pregame. That's when you shoot them. Or, you know, beginning of second half or something like that. Yeah, that's when you shoot them. So, yeah, that was a rule for sure. There was one. My dad always had this argument with folks about what happens on a fake punt and the guy crosses the line of scrimmage, you could punt. You can't. My dad would just say you could punt at any time. Any. You know, if you ever want to punt, you can punt the football. Like you can run it 20 yards downfield and still punt. And I know you can't do that now. You can't cross the line of scrimmage and punt. I think I'm right by saying that.
I think you're right on that too. Yeah. A hockey goal is disallowed if the puck deflects directly into the net off of an official. That makes sense.
Yeah. I had this one time. I'm umpiring. This is a Colt League game. This is 14 and under, basic, or 15 and under, something like that. And I am behind the plate, balls and strikes guy. I've got an umpire. It's a two-man crew, runner on first. He gets behind the pitcher. And the ball, line drive, hits off the umpire's shin. And he calls dead ball, which is not. And he didn't know the rules. He just called a dead ball there, which is not. It's a live ball. So we had to make a decision what would have happened and whatever. So we awarded him just first and second. And the coaches over said, he'd have been on third. He'd have been on third. I said, well, you don't know. I said, what do you want to do, man? The guy messed up. He messed up. What? I can't help it. He didn't know the rule. What do you want me to do now? what do you want from me? You know, remember that in Goodfellas? What does he want from me? I don't know how to run a restaurant. What does he want from me? What does he want from me? What do you want from me? I don't know. Anyway.
In tennis, if a player's hat falls off during a point, the opponent can claim a distraction.
I did not. So you don't just automatically.
I mean, I never knew that one. I think I did know this one. In the IBA, amateur boxing, you must be clean shaven.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
How about that?
You cannot have a 5 o'clock
Which
shadow.
Is different because, you know, Roberto Duran wasn't even clean. He was just dirty. He just didn't take showers. Remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
Yeah.
Let's see here.
Yeah, ball gets stuck between the rim and the basket. Jump ball.
Okay.
Yep, jump ball.
And the top of the backboard, the sides of the backboard are not actually out of bounds. It's if it bounces off of that and goes backwards, and that's when it becomes out of bounds. But if you hit the top of the backboard,
yes,
it's not necessarily out of bounds.
That's right.
It depends on the direction of the ball.
That's right.
Let's see here. Oh, offside. So a couple of offsides rules in soccer, and it's very you'll have screaming moms and screaming dads that don't understand this rule. If you're offsides but you're still on your half of the pitch, you're not offsides.
Yeah, that middle line is your offsides line. Like that's your in hockey we call it is your blue line. Well, in soccer the blue line moves to the last defender except for the half court. That's only in your offensive end.
That's right.
Yeah, you can be offsides in your own defensive end.
And there's one way that you can stay onsides even though you're past the last defender. There's only one way. And you can still be onsides. That is if the ball has already advanced past you before you pass that last defender. So, or if there's another player on your team that's ahead of you and passes the ball back, you're not offside.
I never knew this one. I knew people would text into this one. 0923 said, I saw this one time in a travel ball tournament that if the infield's playing in, you know, runner on third, we got infield playing in, that if the ball hits the base runner that is behind the infielders, the runner is not out. He said, I want
concealed, like they didn't see the ball coming because of the infielder.
Not just that, but like you're not stopping somebody from making the play at first base.
Ah,
you know, normally you got a guy on first, takes his lead, ground ball, hits the runner. Well, you've impeded the idea that the second baseman, whatever, first baseman would get it and throw the guy out at first. Well, if there's already got past the infielders, I guess that's the thought behind that.
Now here's a classic parent not knowing the rules.
Yes,
for a soccer match. So a good friend of mine, was filling in as coach for his kid's soccer team and obviously did not know the rules. And sometime in the second half, as his kids were absolutely exhausted, he starts yelling at the ref, timeout, timeout.
Yeah, yeah.
There are no timeouts in soccer.
Yeah, the one that just embarrasses himself, we got a friend that goes to baseball games, and he calls the umpire ref. Like, that's bad. Like, come on, ref. Like, that's bad. Tech said, can you explain the icing rule in hockey? Yes, very simple. When the offensive player shoots or passes the puck from behind the center line, the red line, and it crosses the team's goal line without being touched. It's not a penalty. It stops play, and you go back to face-off in your own defensive end. So, in other words, there's three red lines. There's both goal lines are red lines and a red line in hockey. If it passes the center line and the other red line, you know, on the offensive end, so the goal line. So that just stops you from dumping the puck down and going to get it all the time. Dumping the puck down and going to get it all the time. So you could do that, and if your offensive guy gets it, you can go get it. But if the defense touches it first, then that's icing.
But a classic example last night, when a player – there's no timeouts, the coaches can't remind them unless they just yell it out and give away their plan. And Vesar throws the ball off the backboard, and it's automatically VCU ball.
Yeah.
The game was done at that point.
Yeah. Texas said you might have covered a fake field goal. The holder, his knee's already on the ground. Should he be down? No, they make the exception on the fake field goal because that's where he starts from on that one. I like the rule on a kickoff. If you're standing out of bounds and the ball is in bounds, it's a flag if you end up touching. Yeah, like an onside kick, you can't be standing out of bounds and touch a ball. If the ball's dead at that point in time. And it's the other team's football at that point in time.
And we've seen some great players realize that at the last minute.
Yeah. 02993 says, I like when parents ask how many points we have in a baseball game. How many points rather than runs. Yeah, I like that. A couple more here, Mike. So just as bad as when the umpire, the ref in baseball is when people call the officials anybody other than the white hat, the ref. Yeah, because you got the back judge and the side judge and the line judge, the umpire. You do have umpires in football. You just don't have referees in baseball.
How do you feel about calling the field the pitch in soccer?
I think that's dumb. But they've been doing it longer than we've been doing it. So,
right, yeah. And that's a European thing. But at Clemson, we don't because it's historic Riggs Field, and that predates soccer at Clemson, see? So we don't call it the pitch in Clemson.
But historic Riggs Field could still be the pitch.
It can be the pitch, sure Coach Noonan probably refers to it as the pitch. But
you know how it got to be called historic Riggs Field?
Because it was the first field that they played ball on, wasn't it?
Was
that Bowman Field?
They actually played at Bowman Field too. Why it's called historic? I mean, you know, when it became historic Riggs Field, or whatever. Sam Blackman just one year. And writing the soccer men's soccer guide, called it historic Riggs Field, he decided that it was historic Riggs Field.
And you know what I started including in my introduction is Dr. I.M. Ibrahim Stadium.
Yes, yeah. Now the baseball field at Clemson, that's now Doug Kingsmore Stadium, but forever it was Tiger Field, but it was called Beautiful Tiger Field.
Ah, wow.
How about that? Beautiful Tiger Field.
I love that.
Isn't that great?
It's definitely beautiful.
Yeah, yes, no doubt. No doubt. Now, back then, it was totally different, too. So, anyway, I enjoyed that, Mike. I learned a little bit. Hope some people learned a little bit as well. And there's more. There's many, many more we never touched on because they're so obscure. Short break. I want to hear from you. Did you go to Greenville last night? Did you go to the game? Either sesh? Both? Seshes? Were you downtown anyway? I got a text saying they were downtown at a bar. What was the atmosphere like?
Did you smell any onions?
I love that guy, man. I absolutely love that guy, Bill Rafferty. And then we'll talk about some of those games, including North Carolina's epic collapse. Short break, much more. It's Reaction Friday, getting you ready for the weekend, previewing the great weekend, much more to this.
ATV Outfitters, they stock more ATVs, UTVs, motocross, and street bike products than anyone for hundreds of miles around. They have more than 10,000 tires and wheels on hand, and they pride themselves on great prices and getting you the accessories you need fast. Spend $75 or more and mention the Roar FM and receive either a cargo net, fender bag, or tow rope free of charge. Don't buy elsewhere, or you'll both lose money. Come by ATV Outfitters located at 2485 Rutherford Road. In Greenville.
Guys, have you ever had your testosterone checked? And if so, does your primary care even know what your levels mean? At Lowcountry Mail, our physicians know hormones, and we're local. Don't trust some internet doc. Get your labs and a one-hour consult for $200 off right now. Our TRT plans include testosterone, unlimited concierge doctor visits, and much more. With 8 locations in the Southeast and 10 years in business, come see why we are the most trusted TRT clinic in the South. Real people, real results. Book today at lowcountrymail.com.
It's bow time. The only thing you want after a made-from-scratch Bojangles biscuit with juicy country ham is another one. For a limited time, get 2 ham biscuits for $5. That's 2 fluffy country ham biscuits. Cravings, meet savings. Order in the app or at Bojangles. It's bow time.
If you need blood work, don't wait. Visit Tiger Diagnostics by appointment or walk-in right here in Seneca, Anderson, Greenville, and after hours in Piedmont. Physician-led, rooted in South Carolina, Tiger Diagnostics is different. Focused on getting results back to you and your doctor quickly, as well as offering direct-to-consumer, low-cost signature health panels. Trusted by doctors, designed for patients, let us get you healthy. Learn more, find a location near you at TigerDiagnosticsLab.com. That's TigerDiagnosticsLab.com. Got a Tiger at Clemson? Make visits easier and invest in your future with a new home at Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus. This family-owned builder offers spacious, personalized homes starting in the mid-300s with quick move-ins available. Build from the ground up and design your dream space with luxury selections available, or lock in a low rate on a quick move-in home today. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Your Clemson connection starts at Sunrise.
When you're injured on the job, suddenly the company you've been loyal to feels like a stranger. Navigating workers' compensation isn't just about filing a claim, it's about fighting for your livelihood. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we specialize in representing workers who have been sidelined by injury. We know the tactics insurance companies use to delay your benefits or deny your medical treatment. Don't let a workplace accident jeopardize your family's future. Get the medical care and compensation you've earned. Call us today for a free consultation at 864-343-2222. You work for them, now we work for you.
At Spectrum Paint, value means expert service and trusted brands for every project. The Spring 26 sale is here. Get 30% off select Benjamin Moore paints from March 12th through the 28th. Visit locations in Clemson, Greenville, Spartanburg, and Landrum for color advice and competitive prices. Whether you're a pro or tackling a DIY, Spectrum Paint is your one-stop shop. Shop online or find your nearest store at spectrumpaint.com. Don't miss these savings. Spring into color today.
Here with Jeannie Mahaffey from Insurance for Seniors and Disabled. Caller asked Jeannie, I'm bombarded every day with calls from those who are trying to get my Medicare business. Is there anything I can do to stop these calls?
Listener, that's a question we are asked every day. There are tons of salespeople calling Medicare customers to see if you're getting all the benefits you deserve. This is not compliant, and it is prohibited by Medicare. The advice we give our customers, if you don't know the caller, don't answer the call. Callers can leave a message and you get to decide whether to call them back. It's the safest way to protect yourself from unscrupulous people. Medicare, Social Security, or the IRS will never call you. They always reach out by mail. If you need a Medicare agent who will give you service after the sale and respect your rights as a Medicare recipient, give us a call at 864-307-8484. Again, 864-307-8484.
The Mickey Plyler Show, performing the upstate since circa 1834. Dang, that is old. Monday through Friday, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
My bills are all due, and the baby needs shoes, and I'm busted. Cotton is down to a quarter of a pound, but I'm busted. I got a cow that went dry and a hen that won't lay. A big stack of bills that gets bigger each day. The county's gonna haul my belongings away, cause I'm busted.
Ray Charles, bracket busted. You see, I requested that, Mike, because you said your brackets were busted.
Oh, I'm done, man. 6 losses in the first day.
You busted.
Thankfully, only one of my choices was going to be a second round anyway. So all of mine were going to be second round losses. So.
Were you familiar with the phrase, like, if you're broke, you're called you're busted?
Oh, yeah.
When I was a kid, I remember this.
my dad used to talk about that, like, man, we're busted. Like, we don't use that phrase anymore. If you're broke, you're broke. Broke is a joke.
Now busted is a term for your relationship with law enforcement.
Yes. Like the Florida State kicker got busted. You see this?
Yeah.
Like, but with that said,
like half of Georgia's football team got busted.
Yes. But busted in the old days was, man, I'm broke as a joke. I don't have anything. I'm out. That's it. I'm busted. Like a 21.
Yeah.
Or, you know, blackjack. You know, busted. North Carolina busted. Now, with that said, let me tell you about All-In Ball. Week from today, we're going to go over to All-In Ball. I told you, Mike, I'm going to go over and I'm going to embarrass myself with how much shrimp I eat. And Hennis asked me the other day, said, are you sure they're having shrimp? I went, yes, it's finger food. You can't have any kind of finger food at some sort of big-time event and party and not have shrimp. So I'm hoping it might be a little coconut shrimp in there. I don't know. It might be a little shrimp cocktail in there. I don't know. A couple more. You have yourself a Christmas shrimp cocktail. I only caught five. Anyway, I'll embarrass myself with how much I eat. Can't wait. Hey, join us All-In Ball. Tickets, sponsorship, learning more about Dabo's All-In Foundation. Can't wait. Next Friday, go to dabosallinteam.com.
Mickey, you've heard about the car that's going to be there.
The DeLorean.
Yes.
I've never seen it.
With the flux capacitor.
Yeah, I have not. I don't know if I've seen a DeLorean in person or not. I think I have a long time ago. They still make DeLoreans? They don't make them anymore, do they?
No, they don't make them anymore.
What's he got named, like John DeLorean?
That was his name, yeah. And he went busted.
My car just won't sell. He was that generation's Elon Musk, right? Rich guy. Inventor, wanted to do some stuff.
I don't know that he was as successful as Elon.
Oh, no, no. Who has been financially? I got a very interesting text from my friend Mike. Mike's a Clemson fan. And I think Mike is sincere when he asked this. Adam's going for text line 654 Roar. Mike says, is Zeke out of the country? He said, I hope we hear from him soon. I hope he's okay. Has he called since Clemson beat them in the ACC tournament? No. And after last night, Mike said, check the bridges, man. We might have a jumper. What are we doing? Where's Zeke? Hadn't heard from Zeke.
I love it.
Tar Heels. Clemson beats the Tar Heels in Charlotte. And
how's Tar Heel Chad feeling today?
Hadn't heard from him. Don't know. Are they still listening? Are they giving up? I did see one tweet last night that said, and it was a picture of Bill Belichick who looked awful and his girlfriend was looking really good, and it said, well, at least you still got football. Dang.
Ouch.
Jugular. Because you know what North Carolina football is?
What it is.
Busted.
Mickey, you remember when Morgan Thomas saw the ghost here in the studio?
Oh, yeah.
There have been some noises around here this morning. Before you got here.
Really?
And now, just in the last 5 minutes, I don't know if it's the air handling system, but there's some noises.
Over there?
There's some noises up in here. I'm afraid Ben Milstead's not actually with the basketball team. He's going to pop around the corner in that mask again.
No. You know what we need, then, if you're that worried about it? Zoinks! Scoob!
I'm not that worried about it. But
I don't know. Call him, man. He would have gotten away with it. What for you pesky kids? We got to call Scooby-Doo, man. Hoodoo! Call him, man. Let's see how it goes. Mike's all worried over here.
Speaking of scared, right? You got Georgia fans, North Carolina fans.
Oh. Clemson fans are – South Carolina's terrible in all sports. Georgia, the St. Louis team just quit last night because they're up so much. And we've got North Carolina losing. Man, if you're a Clemson fan right now, yeah. Texas said meddling kids. Zoinks! Mike's worried. Texas said those noises are Zeke haunting the roar this morning. Mike, you know, you're like my 7-year-old. He got to turn on every light in the house to go back there to the bathroom. Like, what are you worried about? You know what he says? And we joke around in our house. Is Gunther, the wrestler. Gunther, the WWE wrestler. I joked, Drake, that Gunther, and he's a scary-looking man, Gunther, by the way. Like a really scary dude. I was joking, hey, Drake, Gunther's hiding underneath your bed.
I might have to play some Glorious for Drake coming up here.
Mike, you worried over there? You going to be all right?
No, I'm good. I'm good. You know what I used to do?
I got you, Mike. I got you.
I used to go, I'd get up at night, I would go to the bathroom with my eyes closed because I wanted to practice in case the power ever went out or in case I ever had issues with my sight. Yeah. I wanted to make sure I could get to the bathroom.
You're practicing.
I was practicing. Like this ain't the game. This is practice.
654 Roar. Noah is in Central South Carolina. Good morning, Noah. How you doing today?
Hey, appreciate you guys getting me in. I'm doing just fine. Good. Y'all talking about ghosts. I grew up in Lynchburg, South Carolina, which is, you know, back into Sumter County, first little part of Lee County where I was at.
And, right.
Yeah, you know, the one that kept me up at night was the Lizard Man. You know,
yes!
Lee County Lizard Man on Lynch's River. Because,
yes!
You know, he'd make a sighting about every year. And one of the fishing holes that I used to go to when I was growing up on the Lynch's River was where he would apparently pop up. And, you know, once sun would hit, I'd head to the truck because I didn't want to meet the guy.
Yeah, Lizard Man. I totally forgot about Lizard Man. Lee County, South Carolina.
Yeah.
How about that?
Legendary. And the thing is funny.
I didn't realize it. Look it up now. 7 foot tall, supposedly.
Yeah, and the thing is growing up, and really until I was in college, I did a lot of coon hunting. And, you know, there was a track that we would hunt that was technically, it was kind of like Lamar, but it was in Bishopville.
Okay.
And, you know, the warm nights, we would be like, dude, Lizard Man's going to be out tonight. So we would these are older guys that we would hunt with. They would turn in early. They'd be like, we ain't running into that. And you're like, I'm like, you got 80-year-old men convinced that the Lizard Man's alive and well? Like, yeah. This is ridiculous.
So what percentage of the people in Lee County, Kershaw County over there, Sumter County, what percentage of the people you think believed in this?
I'd give a good 30%, and I'm going to tell you why. Because my great-grandma, God rest her soul, that woman would have been... She would have been 94 or 93 when she died. Probably 93. Because the reason I can't remember is because she actually lied. Her first boss lied on her Social Security application back in the 20s to get her a job.
How about that?
So I think she was born in like 27, but the paperwork says she was born in 26, so she could get a job back.
How about
then.
That, man?
Because she would have been getting a job in like the Great Depression era. But anyway. Yeah. I would say about 30% because them old timers were like convinced that like it was like demonic. They weren't worried about the ghost. They were worried about the demonic part of it. Well, you know, like the Baptist preacher was saying that he was alive and well, so they believed it.
I didn't realize it now. I'm just looking it up now, okay? And you know, like some things are like Blackbeard or whatever you're thinking. It goes back to the 1800s, you know, like these old folklore things. Lizard Man wasn't reported until 1988. Now,
yeah,
and it was news, right? Some 17-year-old kid said he saw the 7-foot green scaly three-toed guy come in and destroy his car.
Yeah, well.
How about that?
Depending on the night, I played at Crestwood High School. I played football there. Depending on the night, the Lizard Man was the freaking, you know, 6'5" nose tackle at Marlboro County. Because, I mean, you know, there were some boys that played in Marlboro County and Darlington that,
yeah.
I mean, I don't know what happened to them, but they were. I'm 6'3". I mean, I met you on Monday night, Mickey. I mean, I'm a pretty decent sized fella for the most part. And I mean, and like, just some of them boys made me look like. I'll never forget. We played soccer my freshman year in the first round of the playoffs. And this boy put me to the dirt, and I got juked out by the quarterback. Turned out that quarterback was Hunter Renfro.
How about and, that? Well, who's not the Lizard Man? I can attest. I can attest because of his size that Hunter Renfro is not the Lizard Man.
No, he was not the Lizard Man.
All right,
might have been like a snake of some sort,
right,
in a good way,
right,
not a bad way.
Right,
he's a good dude, but,
right. That's right.
Hey, real quick, you know, you kind of. I was listening to your show on the podcast yesterday, and you kind of said something that piqued my interest. Did you say that back in the 70s or 80s, that like the tournament would be hosted by, like, if Duke was, like, the number one overall seed, Duke would host a tournament. Is that right?
No, not host it, but they would be in the East, and so whoever they're in their region, it was eight, by the way, because there's only, you know, 32 teams, but 8-1 would play, and the other one, whoever they play in the next round would play at the same site.
Okay.
So you get everybody. The South region would play in one region, and the Midwest and the West and all that, it'd be in one region. Yeah, yeah, but it wouldn't be
Let me ask you then.
Yeah.
How did Krzyzewski? Like, was Duke so self-centered that he altered the rule about being able to choose what region he wanted to play in so he could play in the Midwest on his, like, final appearance run?
Yeah, I think the NCAA made some concession for him. You know, like the Jordan rule.
See, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I agree.
Because the thing is you know, because Kentucky, diehard Kentucky fan, unfortunately. Yeah. I mean, right. Yeah, I'll call you on Monday and tell you, you know, how much baseball season has been good for me. But like,
hey, no, I got five seconds. Get right here.
Quick. 5 seconds. Yep. Point is it's weird how it works. I guess it's baseball is easier. Have a good one.
You too, my friend. Very good stuff. Lizard Man, hour number two when you come back right after this.
WCCP-FM 105.5, Clemson, Greenville, Anderson. WAHT AM 1560, Cowpens. 97.5, Spartanburg. We are the Roar.